Yeah, it's a go.
Get the mint juleps ready. Get the crazy hats all ready to go. Tomorrow, Derby Day is here, the 147th running of the Kentucky Derby. It's one of my absolute favorite events year after year. I highly suggest you try to check it out if it's on your bucket list. It was on my bucket list for a very long time, and I remember my family and I went about 3 years ago to the rainiest Kentucky Derby on record, and it was a wild time, but we got to see a Triple Crown winner win the race that was justified back in 2018. So a lot of great memories of the Kentucky Derby. And joining us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines is the host of the Champagne and JD podcast. That's horse racing handicapper Andrew Champagne. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Andrew Champagne. Champagne, thanks so much for the time. You know, I was catching your latest pod on the Kentucky Derby, and you had a lot of guests join the show to talk about their favorite Derby memories. And obviously, I just gave mine. But I've got to ask, what's yours? What's something that really stands out to you above the rest?
It was probably when I was a kid and had absolutely no right to know how to read a racing form, but it was way, way back in the year 2001 when we were both, you know, pretty much babies at that point, right? Well, Neil Drysdale put forth one of the all-time great training jobs in the history of horse racing with a horse named Fusage Pegasus. Now, Fusage Pegasus was a horse that wound up being a head case, for lack of a better term. Fusaichi Pegasus would routinely rear up on his back legs when he was not supposed to and would threaten to throw riders. He was a handful for grooms and whatnot. Neil Drysdale, though, an absolutely masterful horseman, and Fusaichi Pegasus wound up being the first favorite in quite a while to win the Kentucky Derby. I had the exacta that day because a very good horse named Aptitude wound up running second, and that exacta, actually, from what I remember, didn't pay half bad. So, nice memory from when I was a kid on a race that I'll always remember.
I love it. Well, let's talk about this weekend, and I don't know how you feel or if it's just me, but it feels like the hype around this year's Derby is a bit quieter than usual. I mean, it's almost just kind of snuck up on us. Do you feel that same way?
Well, I think some of that is because the last Derby was not a full year ago. It was in September.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, cost of COVID, right? They had to move the Kentucky Derby from the first Saturday in May to the first Saturday in September. It hasn't been that full year, and I do think that hurts the marketing of the race to some degree, but it's still a really good race. There's still a lot of storylines that are going into this race. There are still plenty of intrigue, and I think there's still plenty of ways to make some money.
We're chatting with Andrew Champagne, host of the Champagne and JD podcast. You can find it on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe, and also make sure you follow him on Twitter at Andrew Champagne. Let's talk about things for tomorrow. Essential Quality is the favorite, 2-year-old champ, 5 races, 5 wins, but there's a lot of skepticism around him for some reason. So give us the lowdown on why so many experts are thinking there's a shot that this is a horse that doesn't win the run of the roses.
Well, it's not necessarily that the horse doesn't have a shot. This is a case where a horse has done very little wrong. The biggest problem for him is he had shared the stage with a number of other talented 3-year-olds that have since gone off the Kentucky Derby trail. There was a very talented Bob Baffert trainee at Santa Anita by the name of Life is Good, who pretty much obliterated everything in sight. He got hurt and is not running in the Kentucky Derby. There was a very good horse down in Florida trained by Frank McGahee, who trained Orb to win this race a couple of years ago. Horse by the name of Greatest Honor. Well, Greatest Honor came out of the Florida Derby with an injury, and he'll be off for another month or so. He'll potentially be back in the afternoons, at least, later on in the year. So it's been a case where Essential Quality has always been considered a high-quality 3-year-old. It's only recently that he's been considered by far and away the best horse in the Kentucky Derby. Now, from a value standpoint, it's going to be pretty fascinating because there is a guy named Jim McInvale, better known to some as Mattress Mac, who is a furniture entrepreneur that's worth a lot, and I mean a lot of money. You may have heard of him because he put a big bet on the Houston Astros a couple of years ago to win the World Series. Well, he's also a horse racing guy. And what he is doing is playing for either $2 or $4 million in the Kentucky Derby win pool on Essential Quality. Now, what that's going to do is drive his win price down. He is 2-1 on the morning line. I don't think we're going to get that price if Mattress Mack is good to his word as far as what his plans are. But what that means is you may well get overlay prices, a.k.a. wagers that pay a little bit more than they probably should, in exactas, in daily doubles, in pick fours, and in other wagers that aren't necessarily straight win bets. So my best advice to anybody out there, watch the will pays that are going to be on the screen and see if you can find some value, because I do think Essential Quality is legitimate, and he hits me as the most likely winner.
Champagne, you were breaking up a little bit there, just to let you know. Saying that one more time, you do or you don't like Essential Quality?
Oh, I do like Essential Quality, and I'm sorry that I'm breaking up a little bit, apparently, but I think he's very legitimate. He is 5-for-5. He's got the right running style to succeed going a mile and a quarter as well. He's got some tactical speed, but he doesn't necessarily need the lead in order to run well, which I think is a huge, huge point in his favor.
You know, you mentioned Bob Baffert's name a couple of minutes ago, and you know, it just feels like it's always tough to go against a Bob Baffert trained horse. And in the Derby tomorrow, that's Medina Spirit. And you know, there's something about Bob. Like, I remember seeing him in Saratoga a few years back at lunch, and just the amount of tension he was getting at a restaurant. I mean, everybody knows this guy. He's one of the best to ever do it. If Medina Spirit wins this weekend, it would make Baffert the all-time leader in wins for a trainer. What would a seventh Derby win mean for his legacy, not just in the horse racing world, but in the sports world as well?
I don't necessarily so much think it's a legacy thing for him at this point, because if you pulled some random person off the street and said, name me a horse racing trainer, chances are they're going to name Bob Baffert. Yeah. That's just the success that he has had. What's interesting about Medina Spirit is he's sort of a throwback horse to a number of horses Bob Baffert trained back in the late 1990s. Horses that didn't necessarily have world-class pedigrees, yet outran those bloodlines and wound up being really good horses. Horses like Silver Charm and Real Quiet won the Kentucky Derby in the late 90s for him. And I think Medina Spirit has a really big shot at a nice price. Medina Spirit ran into Life Is Good a couple of times. For all intents and purposes, Life Is Good does not exist for purposes of this race. Take Life Is Good out, and Medina Spirit's record looks an awful lot better. He ran a good second in the Santa Anita Derby, and as a result, because he didn't necessarily win that race, even though he ran a good second, you're going to get a nice price on him as far as win bets are concerned. And if I was advising somebody to just play a win bet from a value standpoint, yes, Essential Quality is a likely winner, I think, but you're not going to get any sort of a price on him. If you're looking for a long shot to maybe spice things up, I think Medina Spirit is absolutely that horse.
All right, Champagne, give us the goods here. Help us make some money for tomorrow night. Who do you like for race number 12? Give us some ways to make some cash, okay?
Sure, and if you watch Champagne and JD, you will see that I gave out some exacta tickets. Well, some of those are unfortunately dead, because a horse that I liked a fair bit by the name of King Fury, named after Tyson Fury, the champion boxer who is just a mountain of a man, wound up scratching due to a temperature that he spiked earlier on Friday. So that's really unfortunate for me, because I thought he had a shot to hit the board or even potentially win at a big number. But for me, the two horses to watch are Essential Quality and Medina Spirit. If you're looking for a price to throw in underneath, another horse that I would recommend is a horse by the name of Mandaloon. Mandaloon won the Risen Star Stakes 2 back at Fairgrounds. I thought that was a very impressive effort. I don't know what happened last time out in the Louisiana Derby where he just ran a clunker and didn't show up, but it's another instance where if you draw a line through that particular race, his form looks much, much better. He's 15-1 on the morning line. I think we'll get somewhere close to that price. I would probably box those three horses in exactas, Essential Quality, Medina Spirit, and Mandaloon. And I think that exact is going to pay something.
Love it. Champagne, as always, you're the best, man. Make sure you follow Champagne on Twitter, at Andrew Champagne. He's also the host of the Champagne and JD podcast. You can find that on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to the pod as well. Champagne, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Be well out there, okay?
Gonna try, thanks. You too. Let's make some money.